Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio. We're live today from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. Good morning, Hugh. I knew we were doing the show here today, and I thought we'd come in hopeful we'd come in with a lot of excitement and a lot of things to be happy about. Instead, we come in off of a nightmare of a weekend as the Phillies go down in their first game and the Eagles have their first loss with Jalen Hurts under center in over a year. I say good morning, Hugh, but it's not a great morning around here.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. In the famous words of Jesse the Body Ventura in Predator, I ain't got time to bleed. We got a game tonight, and we got four days to get ready for the next game. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, Hugh.
We ain't got time for all that,
well,
man.
I am bleeding over
it's
here.
It's time for a bounce back. We about to bounce back. We got time to bleed. Remember that from that movie. I got time to bleed.
I didn't know where you were going with the Jesse the Body reference to start the show. All right, Hugh, we got a lot to get into today. Unfortunately, we got a lot to react to.
It was a rough weekend, man.
Well, my goodness, was it rough. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare of a weekend. All right, Hugh, let's go in chronological order here. Let's start with Saturday night, the Phillies. As they go out there, they drop game 1-5-3 to the Dodgers. Hugh, there's a lot of different ways we could attack that game. And, look, I don't want to take the hitters off the hook. I don't want to take the players off the hook. I thought Rob Thompson had a bad night. I thought he had a bad night. I thought the sequencing of Robertson to Strom in the seventh inning was not good. And he set up. I mean, you cannot let Strom face both Betts and Hernandez. I thought he kind of gave them a chance to take that game back. You know, the Phillies jumped on Ohtani. They had three runs in the second inning,
yes,
and that
did,
place
like
was rocking. And I thought, you know what? This just might be different. This time might be different. And they don't score again the rest of the game. Just a terrible job by the bats. A lot of hittable pitches they missed. And I thought Topper had a really bad night. I thought Dave Roberts outmanaged Rob Thompson in a significant way on Saturday night. Robertson, you can't get him back up after the first inning. I mean, he's an old pitcher after pitching the sixth. I put him back in the seventh. And I just thought the Strom sequencing, I know he wants him to face Ohtani, but I thought he played right into Dave Roberts' hands the way he set up his lineup. Hugh, your reaction as the Phillies go down 1-0 Saturday night?
Hitters got a hit, Joe. I mean, bottom line. I think that, you know, as a matter of fact, I think I was a little bit premature because I text Kyle and I was like, Ohtani didn't look all.
Yeah,
he didn't look all.
I didn't want to throw you under the bus, but you jinxed it. He got on a heater after you said that text.
That's why I said that.
It's your fault.
I was just like, I wasn't impressed. And then I was like, oh, okay. Because he looked somewhat mediocre in the beginning, you know. And then as he settled in, he got better. But the bottom line is this. You knew going into this series that it wasn't going to be easy. And you started off with the momentum. It was in your favor. But the hitters got a hit. Bottom line, you can't allow them to get back in the game knowing what we know about our bullpen and how potentially it could go sideways. So you had to keep your foot on the gas pedal.
So I agree with you. And I'm not trying to take these hitters off the hook. They got a hit. And they need to hit home runs tonight. You know, you can't beat the Dodgers with small ball. Enough of that. They need the ball to the ballpark tonight. Hugh, I agree with that. But three runs isn't one. Three runs isn't two. You can make three runs hold up in a playoff game.
You can.
And I just, like, we're supposed to have the better bullpen than the Dodgers. Didn't look like that on Saturday.
Yeah.
Their bullpen was better, and I just thought Rob Thompson played right into Dave Roberts' hands. Strom is fine, and he's the Ohtani guy, right? He's the Ohtani killer, the Ohtani stopper, so that's fine. But to start that inning with Robertson, he clearly didn't have it in the sixth. He threw six balls to Muncy. Muncy just happened to swing and get himself out. To run him back out there for the seventh and then to have Strom kind of caught there because I think he wanted him to face Freeman. I just thought it was a bad night for Topper, who unfortunately runs into these in the postseason. Phillies down 1-0 here as we look forward to tonight, game two, Lizardo on the mound. Hugh, tonight, and we'll talk about it all day on this show and all day on WIP, they got to get off to an early jump. They need a lead early in this game tonight because I just feel like that place is going to be tight. I know we talk about Citizens Bank Park, home field advantage. Hugh, they don't win here at home as much as we think they do. They haven't since the end of the Arizona series. The Arizona series, the Mets series, this one. They need a lead tonight. Otherwise, that crowd is going to feel tight, like here we go again.
Yeah, we got to shake it off, though, man. I know how everybody's feeling this morning. We had a rough morning. We had a rough yesterday. But we got to shake it off. We got a baseball game to play. We got a baseball game to play, and we can't be crying in our beer. Because yesterday, during the pregame show, we felt a little bit of that yesterday. It was a little bit of that yesterday. Everybody was kind of feeling bad.
Tense and tight,
for themselves because of what happened the other night. And I know people were out hanging out, you know, going to the game, the Phillies game. We ain't got time for that today, man. We got to get back on this winning ways. We got to get back on track. And it starts tonight.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Well, I got 4 hours of complaining before I pick myself up. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I thought maybe yesterday at least the Eagles would make me feel better, right? All right, we dropped game one. It's a five-game series. There's games to go. I thought the Phillies could win in five. That means they got to lose two games. All right. We'll get over. We'll move on. Like you said, Hugh, we got tonight, right? And then the Eagles went out there yesterday, and that was the worst coached Eagles game I've seen in years around here. That was a joke. And, Hugh, I put the blame squarely on one person, but then one person above that, okay? Firstly, the blame goes on A.J. Brown. That what you saw yesterday on the field was because A.J. Brown complained for a week. Well, that football team yesterday was not the Eagles that we've watched over the last two seasons. What the heck was that? 38 throws? Saquon Barkley had one run after the second quarter. I mean, just think about that for a second. In a game they were leading at one point by 14 in the second half, he had one run in the second half of that game. They totally went away from their identity. This Jalen Cook thing, that guy took six sacks. Like, that's not winning football yesterday, what they did out there. I blame A.J. Brown for starting this, and I mostly blame the Eagles coaching, Hugh, for giving in. What I saw yesterday was the wide receiver complained. The wide receivers complained, but obviously A.J. being the one that complained the most. And they said, all right, let's throw the football today. And they went out there, and that was ridiculous. The Broncos had one time of possession. The Broncos knew the Eagles' defense was gassed in the second half of the game because the Eagles didn't run the football. It was three and out, three and out, three and out. And they let the Broncos right back in the game. That was coaching malpractice yesterday, and they let A.J. Brown dictate the game.
That's a lot. That's a lot, Joe.
How'd you see it?
I looked at the game. I wasn't mad. I saw the stat line. Jalen was like 23 for 38, 200-some yards, two TDs, no turnovers. The sacks really was stand out to me.
Six sacks.
Yeah, and I thought, I'm like, man, that's a lot of passes. Not a bad day. Didn't turn the ball over. But you got too one-sided in your approach. You know what I mean? And we talked about how, you know, the run, how one complements the other.
Yep.
So you lean too far into the passing game. Not a bad day. Not a bad day. But
yeah,
when
but you only scored 17
well, yeah,
points.
That's what, yeah, but it wasn't a bad day.
Right.
And it was – when you look at
but
it –
but it wasn't a good day.
It wasn't a good day.
I mean, let's call it
but when
it
you look at it, you really You really did your defense a disservice.
Yes.
There was a lot. There was a lot to unpack in this game. You don't let a team like Denver Broncos hang around, and you did that. You did that. It was almost like you went into it, and you had a plan in the first half, and you kind of lost your way in the second half.
So in their last 24 plays before, you know, they went on the final drive to try to win the game, right? They went on that, whatever it was, 1 minute and 10 seconds drill to try to win the game. So
yeah.
Before that drive, 24 plays, 23 passes, one design run. I mean, if you think about that for a second, could you ever imagine last year or ever imagine a team with Saquon Barkley with a lead having 23 passes to one run over a two-quarter span? Like, that's why the only thing I could think of is they gave in to the wide receiver. They gave in to the cries of, we need to throw the football more. I want the football. Because there's no reason to change your identity that much with the lead. It's one thing, you're down, right? You're down, mm-hmm. You got to throw. They completely went away from the run game for no reason other than, A.J. Brown wants the ball, let's give him the ball.
And I also think that they relied too heavily on their defense. They put them in some tough spots.
I agree.
They put them in, and they stepped up. You know, they stepped up. And I'm not mad. There was a lot to unpack from yesterday's game. And to be honest, after that game, I wasn't upset. I was more indifferent than anything because I was really trying to figure out and digest what I just saw. Because there was a lot.
Yeah. Well, here's what
there was a lot going on in that game.
Here's what we've seen for 5 weeks. The Eagles offense isn't very good. I mean, it's just like it should be good, right? They have the names, they have the players, they have the bones of the same team that was good last year, won the Super Bowl. This is not a good offense right now. I mean, like what do they do well?
That's a good question.
Nothing is the answer.
See,
they don't run block well, they don't pass block well.
See, this is where
they don't throw it well, they don't run it well.
I know where you're going. But this is where you ask yourself, okay, where's the disconnect? And there's a lot of blame that can go around. I would say, and I'm not wholeheartedly blaming it on the offensive coordinator, but that was a little vanilla.
Vanilla. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they tried to spice it up a little bit.
It was
a little vanilla. I don't and see. I saw somebody tweet out like, you know, Jalen throws for 40 yards. I mean, 40 passes or close to 40.
Yeah, 30.
And they lose the game. I don't think that was one of the biggest factors. I don't mind. Put it like this. I don't mind him throwing the football. I think he was pretty decent.
Yeah, he missed some shot plays.
He missed some shots.
He missed plays that could have put the game away.
He missed some shots, but I don't mind him throwing the ball. The biggest thing that I took away from that, I'm like, man, didn't turn it over. Six sacks is a lot, though.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's just to me that's not winning. What they put out there yesterday is not winning football. Their identity, they have lost it. 215-592-9490. All right, we're live today at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. We got a lot to react to today. It's a day for us, and it's a day for you to react to what happened this weekend. We'll look ahead to tonight, game two with the Phillies. Your reaction to everything, the Phillies, the loss, who do you pin it on, the hitters, the whole team, the players, or Topper? I thought Topper butchered the bullpen usage with Robertson and Strom late in that game when they were trying to hold on. And the Eagles, where's the blame go? I think that's on A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown complained, and the coaches gave in, and that's how you get 44 dropbacks for Jalen Hurts in a game they led by 14 in the third quarter. Ridiculous. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear from Topper. Harper next. Your phone calls as well. We're live at Chickie's and Pete's on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.